No.
I haven't been back on since we went to the horror.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
This was your first time at the horror hotel, wasn't it?
Was.
Right. Well, nothing back.
Well, I know, right? Well, Wes has some idea of how I felt about it because he has similar feelings about it. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
There you go.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2601 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 16th of January 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna recap the weekend at the Hara Hotel. Hello, apologizes Big Betty. You better apologize. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you. Y'all, I must apologize to all the ladies who listen to the show. Of course, I'm including Miss Beaver and the Bacon cousins, Kathy and Patty. And of course, the old gal out there in Walnut Hills and yes, McFaddy, and you better include old Pink Shoes, and you better include Julie too, because she sent you cheese and many others. Many others. I apologize. And Big Freddy, don't forget the biggest girl of all, Big Ricky. Okay. And, y'all, he's a delicate flower. What was I going to say? Big Freddy, you were going to apologize. Y'all, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry about yesterday's little show. I know it happens. It just happens at the Hara Hotel, and y'all, it is a highlight for many who listen to the little show that they get to participate in the little show. So y'all, every once in a while, you're just gonna have to put up with it. So yes, Big Fatty, thank goodness we've got less than 400 episodes left, and thank goodness I found the top to the poppers. Y'all, I might say that I had some other comments about yesterday's little show. Y'all, that Hendrick, you know that Hendrick over there in the Germany, Mexico, he loved it. He just loved it. Yes, Big Betty and Miss Kitty. Big Fatty, Miss Kitty said she'd rather have 20 minutes of silence. Well, yes, anyway, y'all, Granny and I got into the old Ruby Red, and we headed on over to the Hara Hotel on Thursday. Got there, oh, I don't know, we probably got there about midday, and y'all, I don't remember. Well, we did. We unpacked the our valises and special chairs. Yes, we got the special chair went y'all. Then we y'all. The next thing I can remember that we did is we saw everybody that had arrived early. Gavin and Jim and our friends Jerry and Rick and. And of course, aw, Chris, and aw, Brian, checked us in, many other familiar faces, and y'all, we went over Thursday night to the Capri Lounge, and y'all, it was lovely. It was a nice crowd over there at the Capri Lounge. And y'all, Granny was on fire. Granny was on fire. Big Fatty, did you extinguish him? Oh no. Granny was partying it up. Yes, Big Sandy, you said that's party with an R, right? Not P-O-T-T-Y. That's correct. It's party. Let me spit it out, y'all. Gavin and Jim hosted the first cocktail party at 7:30 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, they had pizza pie from the Mux Room, and y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious, and they had some little sandwiches, Italian sandwiches, and y'all, they had a full bar, I tell you, there were no punch and peanuts at that party, I'm not sure what everybody else did, but Big Fatty turned it in early. Got up for right. Good morning, y'all. Our friend Jerry and Rick, y'all, they put out a spread. They put out a spread. They had coffee and sweeties and you could make your grits or your oatmeal or your cream of wheat. That's Yankee grits, Big Fatty Yankee grits. Jerry even sang a song about Yankee grits. A Big Fatty, please do not repeat that. Some things do not need to be repeated. But y'all, it was quite interesting to hear him singing. Wes and Jonathan came in from Hatlanta. And they had the bloody Marvins and the Hermosas that morning. Y'all, it's lovely, you know, the vodka and the yes, Big Fatty, you don't even stop right there for the old gal and the zing zang. Y'all, do you use the zing zang? Zing zang is the best. Y'all, then at lunch we had a homemade soup lunch. Oh, Big Fatty, the old people love a soup lunch. Y'all, and they had homemade minestrone, potato, and chicken noodle. And y'all, they had a garden salad that was just lovely. And then they had cone bread and some of those croissants and some of that Italian French bread. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, everybody just went on and on about how good the soup was. And y'all, I think everybody had two or three bowls of the soup. It was wonderful. Just wonderful. Y'all, then the happy hour was extended over at the Capri Lounge on Friday night, and y'all, the second party was over there at the Capri Lounge. Y'all, it was hosted by the Myrtle Beach Horror Club. They're called the Claws. The Claws, and y'all, it was the Men Are Pigs. The Men Are Pigs cocktail party. And since we were at the bar, there was no complimentary alcohol. But it was the two for one happy hour and y'all, but they had some delicious pulled poke and ham. Yes, Big Fatty, Men Are Pigs. So it was cannibalism. That's what it was. It was. And they had potato chips and homemade coleslaw. I think Jim, the number one funky homo, helped him with that. Y'all, the poke had cooked overnight. And y'all, it smelled lovely and tasted even better. That evening, the parties shifted over to the other nightclub there at the Horror Hotel, the Edge nightclub. Well, y'all, they were giving away, and it was the Power Hour from 9 to 10 p.m. Complimentary well cocktails. Yes, Big Fatty, you don't drink that. I don't. But everybody else was drinking for free. Then our member of our horror group, Jeremy, he was in charge of an hour of body these shots. Big, fatty, and y'all, people would come up and pour a shot of Fireball somewhere on Jeremy, and then they'd have to lick it up and suck it. Big, fatty, anyway, and y'all, there were other volunteers that stepped forward as well. Yes, Big Fatty, they enjoyed getting sticky. Okay, Big Fatty, no further explanation. Y'all, then later that evening, there was the hot ash and hot ass party. That's for the cigar smokers and the yes, Big Fatty, those who enjoy a turn on the special chair. It's true. Y'all then Saturday brought about Jerry and Rick with more Corfrey and songs, and y'all then our good friends Larry and Ralphie. Y'all, they had made these Ralphie had made these homemade puff pastries and put in it eggs and sausage and all, and y'all, it was made with the phyllo dough and all, delicious. And then they made these Brofka's casseroles that you know, they'd cut into squares and all, and y'all, there were all kinds of and y'all, these little sandwiches that were, it was on the King's Hawaiian rolls, but it had ham and Swiss cheese and the pimento cheese, you know, the pimento cheese on it, and you know, those have the mayonnaise in it, so I didn't overdo it on those. And y'all, then every sweetie you could think of that Intamin makes, I think, was there. And y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Then at lunch, the horror club from Jacksonville, y'all, they put out a spread of chili and some the deli sandwiches that they had gotten from the Von's East, and all kinds of chips and dips and all. But y'all, the thing that we took away from that is, y'all, they had a hot apple cider. Spiked hot apple cider spiked with Apple Crown Royal, and y'all, we were all guzzling it. I mean, we were guzzling it. Yes, Big Fatty, and it snuck up on you too. Yes, kind of like breakfast sneaks up on Granny every morning. Y'all, it was just wonderful. Y'all, then we had a little discussion group about the future of Leather Weather Weekend, and y'all, it was good. We got some good suggestions, and we gave away some prizes. I forgot. Saturday morning, Wes and Jonathan did the Bloody Marvins and Hermosas again. Yes, Big Fatty, you can't forget a Bloody Marvin, and y'all, just as good the next morning as well. Y'all, then, of course, the happy hour began at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, because y'all, at 4 o'clock, we were having some special entertainment. Y'all, we had, I think it was described as the Miss Richfield equivalent on an RSVP cruise. Y'all, it was Sister Helen Holy in the 701 Club and Eleanor Roosevelt. And y'all, they were just as good as they could be. It was these two performers, and y'all, they had some prepared things, and y'all, then they took questions from the audience. Y'all, they even pulled old Big Fatty up on the stage for a little chat. Big Fatty, you were prepared. I didn't know I was going up there, but thank you. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, then, of course, we had the main horror cocktail party that our horror group put on, that we had at Cata. Y'all, we had shrimp and grits. We had, let's see, what else? There was a cheese tray. There was a crab dip. There was a roasted poke loin and a mashed potato bar where you could doctor it up with some, what is that, bacon and cheese and things. And then there was something else. And then there was two different kinds of meatballs and chicken wings and spinach dip. And we, of course, had our famous piss punch. Yes, Big Betty. then there were more later that evening. There were more body shots. Jeremy had more body shots over at the Edge nightclub. And another hot ash and hot ass party. Yes, Big Fatty, and turned real cold. Turned leather weather by then. And then y'all on Sunday, more Coffrey and by Jerry and Rick and Larry and Ralph had plenty of things left over from the morning before. And then Larry scrambled up. I think he scrambled up 7 dozen eggs. And y'all, it was lovely and had ham and all with that. And y'all, it was just delicious. More Bloody Marvins and Hermosas. And y'all, then it was the blackout cocktail play party in the pig pen. Big Fatty, Dr. Stone knows all about the pig pen if anyone needs details. And y'all, I swear to you, they had a punch that it was vodka. There were two ingredients, vodka and yellow food coloring. Y'all, you were supposed to believe there was orange juice or something in there, but y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It was wow! And Gavin and Jim brought out the leftovers from the bar that they had from their cocktail party. And then Gavin and Onk, y'all, Granny was under the weather. Granny was under the weather for the second half of the weekend, about midday or afternoon on Friday. He started getting some congestion. Y'all, we were real worried about him. We thought that we were gonna have to look for his last will and testament. Penny, you were just hoping. Anyway, and y'all, Derwood had obligations, but he got over there. He got over there early Saturday afternoon, and y'all, I think he tried to catch up a little bit too quick, and he was kind of moving slow on Sunday also. Saturday evening, Chris and Gavin and I went over to the Capri Lounge after we had recorded yesterday's little show, and y'all had a cocktail over there, and then Gavin said, "I gotta go. I gotta go. And he stumbled back to the room, and y'all, all of a sudden, all Chris goes, "Come on, you're going with me." And I went, "Where are we going?" He says, "Come on." Y'all, we went to dinner with the owners. We'll call them Timmy and Jimmy. Yes, Big Betty, that's good. That's good nicknames for them. Now, no one will ever know who that is of the hotel. And we went with Sister Helen Holy and Eleanor Roosevelt out of their performance garb, and y'all, we went and had a lovely supper, and y'all, then Big Fatty hit the hay, and y'all got up Monday morning, and Granny and I drove back to Charleston. Y'all, we got in before noon, and y'all, I had forgotten to call my mother, and I got a call from her. Oh, Nick, I see. Big Fatty, you didn't have time to play the closing music of the weekend. I know, I'll play it tomorrow. Okay. Anyway, I just told her I had gotten confused because it was the MLK weekend. Be Fanny, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at that lots of little show. And Brenda Boo, I can tell you some more about what went on during the recording of yesterday's little show.
Oh yeah, tell us about that.
Oh Big Fetty, I sense sarcasm in her voice.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFettyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFettyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.